You are listening to Go Deeper, the podcast of Deeper Life Bible Church in Atlanta, Georgia. We hope the following message connects you with God, strengthens you in your fellowship with Him, and helps you fulfill His purposes for your life. The following message is delivered by Pastor Binga Omotesho.
We magnify you that you have brought us into your presence here today. Thank you for everyone here. Thank you for the families represented here. And thank you for the privilege to have you speak to our hearts. We've come as people wanting to hear from you, wanting to hear from heaven. We're asking that, Lord, today you will speak again to us in Jesus' name. And let the word flow freely. Let the word flow fully. And let the word bring great blessing into every life in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And everybody said, we started our series about Know Your Bible. And this is our third message in the series. And God's word is God speaking to us. You must never forget that the Bible is God speaking to me. Say it out loud. The Bible is God speaking to me. And when you understand that, it changes your approach. Changes your approach and your understanding of scriptures. God's word is God's revelation to man. And God's word is alive. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful. That means the word is alive. That means the word is living. And when we come to the word of God, we have not come to a dead book. We have not come to an historic book. We have not come to a book that is not relevant. We have come to a book that is living. Everybody say living. Look at this from Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And I'm going to read verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4. What verse? 12. Thank you. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, for the word of God. Everybody say the word of God. For the word of God is quick. That word quick means alive. It means living. The word of God is living, is powerful and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. That word is living. That word is powerful. That word produces result. And it's important for us to therefore know the scriptures. In fact, as you look at John chapter 8, turn your Bible to John. John chapter 8. And I'm going to read from verse 31, John chapter 8 and verse 31. Look at the word of God here. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Then said Jesus to those who believed on him. And praise God, I'm a believer in Jesus here. I said I'm a believer in Jesus here. If you're a believer, you will say the same about you. And what did he say to them? If you continue in my word, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed? Verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Everybody say free. Freedom. It says you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. That means ignorance of the truth will keep you in bondage. Ignorance of the word will keep you in bondage. And there are many people that are in perpetual bondage today. They're in bondage to different things. And it's because they're ignorant of the truth that sets free. That's why we're looking at Know Your Bible. We've covered two sections already. In the series, number one, we talked about the authority of scriptures. God's word is inspired. Everybody say inspired. These are not the words of a man. These are not the words of a mortal man. These are not the words of an enlightened man. These are the very words of God. God's word is inspired. We saw the fact that God's word is inspired. We saw the inerrancy of scriptures, the infallibility of scriptures. What that just means is that God's word has no error. There is no error in the word of God. And because there is no error there, then we can trust his word. Why? Because God is incapable of making mistakes. God is incapable of making mistakes. The Bible tells us that God cannot lie. And because he cannot lie, he cannot make mistakes. And his word is infallible. We also saw the interpretation of scriptures, that it takes Jesus, us knowing the Lord, a right relationship with the Lord, that then helps the Spirit of God to reveal the word unto us. And last Sunday, we saw the purpose of scriptures. God never does anything without a purpose, and his purpose is revealed in the message. The message of scriptures, the purpose of scriptures is revealed in the message that is given. The word of God reveals to us Jesus Christ as the central message of the Bible. The word of God gives us hope to mankind. The word of God gives knowledge of eternal life. The word of God shows us pitfalls to avoid. It tells us human experiences that we can avoid so that we can become all that God intends for us to be. We also saw that the word of God is because it's inspired, is profitable. It's profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof. It's profitable for correction. It's profitable for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, the woman of God, the child of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, complete, and then thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And today we're looking at the influence of scriptures. Everybody say, the mighty influence of scriptures. One more time. God's word has a mighty influence. The word of God has a great influence. And what we're going to do today is to cover 7 influences of the word of God. Great, great influence of the word of God. The first thing we're going to look at, you find in Matthew chapter 4. Look at Matthew chapter 4. And then in verse 4, Matthew chapter 4, and then verse 4. See, I'm listening. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It says, but he answered and said, it is written. Say it out loud. It is written. One more time. With pungency. With life. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by food alone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Everybody say every word. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The word of God is food to the spirit. As food is to our body. Normally, you take the breakfast, or you take your lunch, or you take your dinner. What food is to the body? The word of God is to the spirit. Therefore, if you are hungry for the word, for normal food, then you should also have hunger for the word of God. There must be hunger for the normal food, for the regular food. There must be hunger for the word of God. You must not lose your hunger for God's word. What happens? Because you see, a healthy person, a normal person, has a natural appetite for food. You get hungry. What happens if you stop eating? What will happen? It's a matter of time, the person will be dead. The same thing, if you stop taking spiritual food, if you stop feeding on the word of God, spiritual death is inevitable. And then you eat the same food over and over, don't you? I said you eat the same food over and over. Is that true? And you don't get tired of it. The same thing. You must not be tired of reading or hearing the same word of God over and over, over and over again. God's word will bring light, will bring food, spiritual nourishment unto you. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, look at this. 1 Peter chapter 2, you've had people say that you are what you eat, haven't you? People have said you are what you eat. That just means that you become fit and healthy. What you eat, if you eat good food, you become fit and healthy. The same thing, if you eat God's word, you become spiritually fit and healthy. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, and then I read verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 2, and then verse 1. Here the word of God says, wherefore, laying aside all malice. Everybody say all malice. And all guile. Say all guile. And all hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking. The child of God should lay that aside. And then he tells us in verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow where? Thereby. If you're going to really grow, if you're going to be a growing Christian, if you're going to be a vibrant Christian, if you're going to be an unstoppable Christian, if you're going to be a Christian on the go, advancing for God's glory, then you must make sure you feed on the word of God. It says desire. Everybody shout the word desire. Turn to your neighbor and say, desire the word of God. Say it one more time. Desire the word of God. Desire God's word that you may grow thereby. In Acts chapter 20. Look at Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. And then in verse 27. Acts chapter 20. And in verse 27. Look at the word of God here. Acts 20. 27. Here God's word tells us here. It says here, look at this. It says, for I have not shunned, I have not neglected to declare unto you all the counsel of God. The counsel of God is the word of God. And here you find the great apostle saying, I have not neglected to show you, to declare unto you the counsel, all the counsel of God. And then verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God. You see the word feed? To feed the church of God. How is the church of God fed? With the word of God? With the word of God, he says, feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. And then it tells us very clearly in verse 32. Look at verse 32. Verse 32 tells us very clearly. It says here, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Everybody say, the word of his grace. The word of his grace, which is able to build you up. You see that? As the natural food builds you up, as the natural food strengthens you, as the natural food makes you strong, you're built up, you're what you eat. It says, make sure that you take the word of God that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. God's word is food for the spirit. The word of God is faith food, is the food for your faith. If your faith will grow, it will be because you take time to study the word. If your faith will be strong, if your faith will be undoubtedly strong, it will be because you've taken time to feed on the word of God. Look at this in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And then in verse 17, Romans chapter 10, and then verse 17. What verse? 17. Look at this from the Word of God. Here he says, so then, faith cometh by hearing. How does faith come? By hearing. You see that? Faith comes by hearing. It comes by hearing. What kind of hearing? Is it the news? Is it the news? The news can depress you. What kind of hearing? Hearing the word of God. So then faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Did you see that? You hear and you hear again. 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 For example, if one of your favorite is T-bone steak, and you've taken T-bone steak before, and then you have an opportunity, will you say because you've taken it before, if that's your favorite, will you not take it again? You will take it. The same thing. You hear it and you hear it again. You read the word and you read it again. You look at the word and you look at it again. You come to church and you hear the word again. It says, so then faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. That's how you become strong. That's how you become strong. That's how you overcome all the works of the devil. That's the influence of the word of God. I want to show you something about somebody that was paying attention to the word. And as he was paying attention to the word like this, the word brought faith into his heart. And as the word brought faith into his heart, that word produced great results in his life. Look at this in Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. And then verse 7. Acts chapter 14. And in verse 7, look at this now. And there they preached the gospel. What did they preach? The gospel is the good news. They didn't preach the stories of man. They didn't talk about the late night show. They didn't talk about the news that is going on. They preached the sincere word of God. They preached the undiluted word of God. They preached the pure word of God. Look at what followed now in verse 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra. This man was hearing the word, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a crippled from his mother's womb. Yet this man was hearing the word. He was a cripple from his mother's womb who never had walked. Who never had walked. That man was in the congregation. Paul was preaching. And as Paul was preaching the word like this, that man, crippled from his mother's womb, was hearing the word of God. We're talking about the mighty influence of the word of God. Look at verse 9. The same heard Paul speak. The same heard Paul speak. Paul didn't talk about his opinions. Paul didn't talk about the traditions of men. Paul spoke the word of God. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him. He was listening to what Paul was saying. He was swallowing what Paul was saying. As Paul was speaking, the word was entering into his heart. As Paul was speaking, the word was getting into his spirit. As Paul was speaking, the word was building faith in him. As Paul was speaking, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. What did he have to be healed? Faith. How did the faith come? By hearing. By hearing. He was hearing Paul, and Paul saw that he had faith to be healed. Look at verse 10. And then said with a loud voice. Paul saw him, he had faith to be healed. And then Paul said with a loud voice, stand upright on your feet. Think about this. This man had never walked before. This man was a cripple. This man was bound. This man was in a wheel, was crippled. He has never walked before. But the word of God brought faith, dynamic faith, unstoppable faith into his heart. And as the faith was there, Paul saw that there was faith to be healed. And he says, stand upright on your feet. Look at what follows. And he leaped and then did what? And walk. That's what the influence of God's word can do. Whatever situation you find yourself, if you will just pay attention to the word of God, if you're bound with drugs, when the word of God comes to you like this, that chain will be broken in Jesus' name. I remember one man that came to church. This man was into drug, and then he came to church to our meeting. And as he came to church like this, we prayed for him. He gave himself to the Lord. We prayed for him. And then he said the moment he left, drugs, the desire for drugs left his life. That's what we're talking about. The word of God will produce mighty power that will destroy the works of the devil, that will destroy any bad habit, that will destroy sicknesses, that will destroy the works of Satan. And whatever bind has bound you before, as the word of God comes to you and you believe, you will be released in Jesus' name. I said you will be released in Jesus' name. You will not be bound anymore. I said you will not be bound anymore. Praise the Lord. Number one, the word of God is food. The word of God is food. I will feed on the word of God. I will feed on the word of God. Now, brothers and sisters, you can tell if somebody has been taking a balanced diet. You look at that person and you see that he's been well fed. He's been well taken care of. And one person has been feeding on the word of God, you can tell as well. You can say, this man has been well fed in the word, because you will see the influence of the word in his life. Number one is food. God's word as food. Number two, the influence is God's word as water. God's word as water. Look at this from the word of the Lord. In John chapter 15, and then I'm going to read verse 3. John chapter 15 and in verse 3. Now, everybody say now. Say it very well. Now, as we're in church, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now you are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. Now you are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. Now you are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. God's word is like water that cleanses us. God's word. Look at this in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And then verse 25, Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 25. See the word of God here, Ephesians 5, 25. It says, husbands, love your wives. Say, husbands here, say, I will obey the scriptures. Say it very well. It's not loud enough. If you're a husband here, say, I will obey the scriptures. I'm sure the sisters, the wives will like to hear that. It says, husbands, do what? Love your wives, isn't it? It says, love your wives. And then, as Christ also loved the church. Jesus loved the church. Jesus loves you as a member of his church. When you're born again, you're brought into the family of God, and Jesus loves you. It says, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now watch, look at verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it. That he might sanctify and cleanse it. How? With the washing of water by the word. The word is like water that cleanses us. It cleanses us from defilements. It cleanses and purifies us. It cleanses us from bad thoughts. It cleanses us. You see, the word of God tells us what to think about. Now, I want you to see, God's word cleanses us. God's word washes us. God's word purifies us. And I will show you how that is demonstrated, how you can practice that so that you can have a clean life, you can have a washed life, a purged life. Look at this from Psalm 119. Look at Psalm 119 before I show you the next thing. Psalm 119. Look at this in verse 9. Psalm 119 and in verse 9. If you're there, say, I'm there. Now, I guess some people are not there yet. Psalm 119. What verse? Verse 9. Look at this. Wherewithal, how shall a young man cleanse his way? How do you cleanse your way? By taking heed thereto according to what? Thy word. If you're going to be cleansed, if your life will be clean, if your life will be new, if your life will be purged, it will be because you take heed to the word of God. And that word of God brings great victory into your life. Now, I want to show you how that is practiced. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 And then I want you to see something in verse 8, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Remember, we're learning is know your Bible. And because you are to know your Bible, we're opening many pages of scriptures so that you can see the word. And it's the word of God that brings faith. It's the word of God that brings power. It's the word of God that brings liberation. Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 8. Look at this. Finally, everybody say finally. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, we're going to read the last four words together. One, two, go. Think on these things. That's how the word cleanses you. It tells you what to think on. There are people, they think on negative things and they wonder why their lives are negative. There are people, they think on backward things and they wonder why their lives are backward. There are some people, they think on sickness and they wonder why they are not well. There are some people, they think on poverty and they wonder why they are poor. It says the things that you should think about, the things that you should think on, whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are true. Don't feed your mind and don't fill your mind with the gossips of people. There are some people that say, well, hear what they are saying about me. Hear what they are saying about me. Hear what they are saying about me. It says, don't feed your mind with what is not true. They gossip about you and it's a wrong thing. Don't feed your mind with that. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good. Good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I will think on these things. I will think on these things. And as you think on them, victory will be yours in Jesus' name. God's word as food, God's word as water, God's word as light. You see, the word of God is light, light to guide us. Light to help us to see where we are going so we don't stumble. Think about this. If you didn't know the way this sanctuary was structured, if you didn't know the arrangement here, if the light is off, you're going to stumble. You're going to bump into chairs and bump into people. That's what happens when there is no light. The word of God is light for us, and it's light to guide us, to show us where we need to go so that we don't stumble. We are to walk in the light of his word. And when we walk in the fullness of his light, then the fullness of his blessings will be our portion as well. In Psalm 119. Look at Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And then I'm going to read verse 105. Psalm 119. Look at this in verse 105. Psalm 119 and then verse 105. It says, thy word. Everybody say, thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word tells us where to go. Friends may say, do this thing. And people, acquaintances may say, well, why don't you do it like this? You say, let me check up with the word. Let me see what God's word is saying. And you check up with the word of God. You will discover thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That word will save you from many troubles and heartaches in life. If you follow the word, then you will discover that your life will be on the victory line, on the victory direction. In verse 130, look at verse 130 of the same Psalm 119. The entrance of thy words giveth what? It giveth light. That means you must allow the word to enter you. You see, if you repel the light, how will you have light? It's the entrance of his word. The entrance of his word that will give you light. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Did you see something there? Thy words. Thy words. That is, you get the words of God into your heart. You don't just pick a few. You don't just select this and say, I like this word. This one, I'm not sure. The entrance of thy words giveth light. giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. That's what happens when you allow the word of God to rule your life. And then you are able to overcome and live in victory. And that's what God will do for you. I said, that's what God will do for you in Jesus' name. While we're still in Psalm, why don't we look at Psalm 19? Psalm 19. Psalm 19. Look at Psalm 19 and in verse 18. Psalm 19. And then look at what the word of the Lord tells us very clearly. In the word of the Lord, Psalm 19, verse 8, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the earth. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. If you want to find a person that is enlightened, is a person that spends time in the word of God. God's word will make you enlightened. God's word will enlighten you. You will not be ignorant. You will be enlightened because of the word of God. And God's word will help you to overcome and dominate. As light dominates darkness, God's word is guaranteed to triumph. You see, if something was dark, and the moment you turn on light, what happens? It becomes light. You don't find light and darkness struggle. Do you find that? It's either there is light or there is no light. The moment there is darkness and you turn on light, darkness departs. As light dominates darkness, God's word is guaranteed to triumph. And as we trust in God's word, victory will be our portion in Jesus' name. I said victory will be your portion in Jesus' name. That's what God intends to do for you, and he will do it in Jesus' name. Look at this in John chapter 8. John chapter 8. And then we're going to look at something here from the word of God again. John chapter 8, verse 12. John 8, 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Praise God. Jesus is the light of the world. You see, anybody that comes to Jesus, anybody that gives his life or her life to Jesus, anyone that comes into Christ will have the light of the Lord. It says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me, praise God, I'm a follower of Christ. I said, praise God, I'm a follower of Christ. It says, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness. That means, how do I know a person is walking in darkness? If he doesn't follow Jesus, if he's not walking with Jesus, that person will walk in darkness. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We've looked at number one. What was the number one we looked at? God's word as what? As food. What was number two? God's word as what? Water. What was number three? God's word as what? Light. Now number four, we're looking at God's word as medicine. Everybody say medicine. Now, if I ask you, have you taken your medicine today? I'm not talking about the medicine from CVS. I'm not talking about the medicine from all these other places. Many people don't know that the word of God is medicine. Look at this in Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. And it's medicine that will cure every sickness. It's medicine that will remove every infirmity. In Proverbs chapter 4. Turn your Bible with me to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. And then I'm going to read from verse, we're going to read from verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4. From what verse? 20. Thank you. Proverbs 4:20. My son, praise God, I'm a son of God. I'm a child of God. It says, my son, attend unto my ways, unto my words. Now, wait a minute there. Attend unto my words. Now, what about when you go to the restaurant, for example? We say, today is your special day. And then you are taken out to the restaurant. And then here is a waiter or a waitress that attends to you. It says, the same way the waiter or waitress attends to you, the same way we must attend unto his word. We must wait on his word. We must depend on his word. You know, when you're in the restaurant like that, and the waiter or waitress is attending to you, he wants to make sure you are are comfortable. It makes wants to make sure you have everything you need. The same way, we must wait on the word of God and every jot of his word, every word that he says, every sentence of his word will take heed to them. That's how we get the benefit of the word of God. It says here, my son, attend unto my words. Incline thy ear to my sayings. That means don't shut your ears from hearing. Don't close your mind from hearing. Be open to the word of God. Open yourself to God's word. It says, incline your ears unto my word, unto my sayings. Look at verse 21. Let them not depart from your eyes. That is, the word of God should not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Take heed that you keep the word of God in the midst of your heart. Now, when you do that, what will follow? Look at verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them, and health, medicine to all their flesh. Did you see that? The word of God as medicine to all your flesh. That's what God's word is telling us. In fact, look at this in Psalm 107. Psalm 107. You see, that's why you must take the word of God very seriously. You must take the word of God very seriously. You must look at the word of God and read the word of God and spend time in the word of God, not only in church, but personally on your own. At home, you got up like this in the morning. You plan your day very well. Before you head out to work, before you take your breakfast, you spend time in the word of God and in prayer. That's what will make you strong. That's what will keep you strong. Look at this in Psalm 107. Psalm 107. And then verse 20, Psalm 107. You know, someone has said, some people wonder why they are weak in faith. They wonder why they are weak in faith. They take 3 square meals a day, hot meals, and then they feed their spirit with 1 cold snack a day. Why will you not be weak in faith? If you just, you know, you take your regular meals, your breakfast you don't want to miss, your lunch you don't want to miss, your dinner you don't want to miss. In fact, in between you take your snacks and you take very nice hot meals, and then you wonder, you just take cold snack of the word of God. How will you not be weak if you're going to do the same thing for the word and you really spend time in the work? I'm telling you, your faith in God will be strong, and it will be strong in Jesus' name. And no matter whatever the devil throws at you, you will always overcome. I said you will always overcome. I see overcomers here. I see overcomers here. And the overcomer said, and the overcomer said, amen. Psalm 107. Look at this. Psalm 107. And then verse 20. Psalm 107. And in verse 20, he sent his word. What did he send? What did he send? You see, as you're hearing the word of God now, the word is sent to you. He sent his word. And what happened with the sent word? And healed them. You see that? As simple as 1, 2, 3. As simple as ABC. He sent his word. And as the word of God is coming to you now, sicknesses will depart from your body. High blood pressure will depart from your body. Pains all over you will depart from your body. Whatever the trouble is will depart in Jesus' name. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Whatever the devil has made to destroy you, maybe it's a bad habit, maybe it's a drug, an addiction to drug, as the word of God comes to you, you will be delivered in Jesus' name. God's word as medicine. Now, we want to see an example of how this actually played out. Look at this in Matthew chapter 8. Look at how this actually played out in Matthew chapter 8. And then in verse 8, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8. Here was a man. The centurion had a servant that was sick. And you can see that as you read from verse 5. In verse 6, it talked about his servant, light homesick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And then in verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Everybody say the word only. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Here, the problem was serious. But the centurion said, the word is sufficient. For every serious problem, there is a sufficient word. And that sufficient word will knock out the problem in Jesus' name. He said, speak the word only. And if you will believe today, as we speak the word from here, that word will bring deliverance to you in Jesus' name. He said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be... Shall be. You don't even need to touch my servant. Just speak the word. 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 Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it unto thee. Now look at what follows. And his servant. Everybody say his servant. Say it one more time. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Today you will be healed. As you hear the word, any infirmity, whatever the problem, when we speak the word of authority like this, that word of authority, you see, the devil understands the word of authority. Sicknesses understands the word of authority. You know, sometimes you will find that the sickness departed. Typically, when you're talking about people, you will say, somebody just departed, he just left now. Sicknesses understand authority like that. And then when we speak the word of authority, they just depart. They just go away. They just move out of the way. And that's what will happen. God's word as medicine. The medicine of the word of God will help you. But you know, in the natural, if you have a medicine, a prescription from the hospital, it will not do you any good unless you take it, isn't it? Unless it gets into you, isn't it? The same thing, the word of God must get into you if it's going to be productive in your life. If it's going to produce mighty results, let the word get into you, and great will be your result in Jesus' name. Four things we have covered already. Tell me, number one, the word as at medicine. Number five, the word as a weapon. Everybody say weapon. Look at this weapon of the word of God in Ephesians chapter 6. The weapon of God's word brings great victory. You see, this is a defensive weapon. And with the weapon of the word of God, you can always overcome. Look at this in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, and see the weapon of God's word here. Ephesians chapter 6, and then I'm going to read unto you verse 10. Look at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. I will be strong in the Lord. I will be strong in the Lord. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There's no weakness in God. There's the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to do what? To stand. You are not to fall, you are to stand. I said, you are not to fall, you are to stand. And you will stand in Jesus' name. Now, look at verse 17, as it talks about the pieces in the armor that helps us to overcome in the battle day, in the day of battle, in the day of challenge, in the day when the enemy tries to strike. Sometimes it happens when sickness tries to strike. All of a sudden, you are healthy and then sickness decides to strike. What weapon do you use? All of a sudden, things are going well in the place of work, and then the devil strikes, and then all of a sudden you are called into the office and they say your job is over. In the day of battle, what do you do? Or you go to the office and somebody just became an enemy unto you. What do you do in the day of battle? Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Everybody say the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. And that is the word of God. God's word is a weapon. Is a weapon to overcome. You know, when the devil came to tempt our Lord Jesus Christ, how did he overcome? With the weapon of the word. He said, it is written. The word of God is a defensive weapon. Not only that, God's word is fire and armor. Look at this in Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah, this is our number 6. It's fire and armor. Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23, and then I'm going to read verse 28. Jeremiah chapter 23 and in verse 28. Look at this. Jeremiah 23, verse 28. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord. You see, before I go on, please look up here. God's word here is telling us that his word is superior to any dream. Suppose somebody said, well, I dreamt. And I saw you that this happened to you. Or maybe you dreamt and you saw that something bad happened to you. And when you had that dream, will you believe that dream more than the word of God? No, sir. God's word is superior to any dream. God's word is more important than any dream. Whatever dream the devil may show, cancel that dream with the word of God and you will be safe and secured in Jesus' name. Here, God's word says you cannot compare his word, which is wheat, to chaff, which is dream. Wait, look at this, verse 29. It's not my word like a fire, a consuming fire. It's not my word like as a fire. Tell me, who wants to stand before fire? Tell me, who wants to withstand fire? When you speak the word of God with authority, it comes with fire. And the devil and demons have no choice but to clear away. They will clear for you in Jesus' name. It says, it's not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like as a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. You know what that means? The word of God, there is no resistance that can withstand the word of God. As the hammer breaks the rock in pieces, the word of God will break any resistance on your way in Jesus' name. Whatever the barrier, whatever the hindrance, whatever the obstacle, when you bring the word of God like this, it will break it in pieces in Jesus' name. That's the word of God. It's like fire and armor. Not only that, the word of God is like mirror. How many of you looked at the mirror before you came to the office? Before you came to the church? I mean, if you looked at the mirror, raise your hand. Amen. Maybe that's why you're looking good. I said, maybe that's why you're looking good. Because if you didn't look at the mirror, maybe the tie would be somewhere else. You know that? But you see, God's word is a mirror. And it helps you to look good in the sight of God. It helps you to correct whatever needs to be corrected. It helps you to adjust whatever needs to be adjusted so that you can be prepared for the coming of the Lord as well. Look at this in James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And then verse 22. James chapter 1. And then in verse 22. Look at the word of God here. It says, but be ye doers of the word. I will be a doer of the word. I will be a doer of the word. I will practice the word. It says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Don't just be a person that hears the word and doesn't do it. Be a doer of the word and not hearers only. And then it says, if you hear and you don't do, what happens? You deceive who? Your own selves. You delude yourself. You deceive yourself. Verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. That's in a mirror. That is, he looked at himself in a mirror. And for verse 24. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. He looks at the word of God and he continues therein. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This person shall be what? Blessed in his deed. Candidates for blessings here. Any candidate for blessing here. It says, for you to be a candidate for the blessing of the Lord, you must be a doer of the word. And as you do the word of God, the blessings of the Lord will come into your life in Jesus' name. Seven things we have covered. Number one, tell me, God's word as food. Number two, God's word as. Number three, God's word as. Number four, God's word as. Number five, God's word as. Number six, God's word as fire and armor. Number seven, God's word as mirror. Now, you will take your portion. Whatever you need to be fed, the Lord will feed you. You need to be healed, the Lord will heal you. Because we will send the word today and the medicine of the word of God will come to you and deliver you in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, whatever problem it is, maybe there is a court case against you. And you have not done anything wrong. Or maybe you have even done something wrong. The mercy of God will come for you in Jesus' name. God's word as fire and armor. Whatever has been a barrier before you, today you're having a breakthrough. I said today you're having a breakthrough in Jesus' name. God's word as light. You need the guidance of God. God will guide you. God will direct you. You're trying to take a decision and you're wondering, where should I go? Should I go A, the direction of A or B? The Lord will guide you in Jesus' name. God's word as water. That water of the word will cleanse you and make you clean in Jesus' name. God's word that will bring faith into your heart. And as you meditate on the word of God, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. As you think on the word of God and allow the word, hear that word, faith will rise and grow within you in Jesus' name. We're going to rise on our feet now and thank God for his word. And then and practice that which we have read. The word of God has a mighty influence. And if you will allow the word of God, it will do great and mighty things in your life in Jesus' name. I want you to open your mouth and thank God for his word. You want to be a doer of the word, don't you? Commit yourself to the Lord. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, that I'll be a doer of the word of God, so that the word will be food for me. It'll be food for me. It'll be food, faith food. It'll be food for my spiritual life, that the word will be faith food. The word will bring real transformation in you. The word will help you to be spiritually fit. The word will help you to grow. Desire the sincere milk of the word so you can grow. The word will help you to be spiritually strong. Yes, commit yourself to the Lord and make up your mind to prioritize for the word of God, to make God's word a priority for your life, and allow the water of the word to cleanse you. Allow the water of the word to cleanse you. Whatever needs to be cleansed, the water of the word can cleanse you today, and then allow the light of the word to shine on your path. The mighty influence of scriptures. The mighty influence of scriptures. Allow the light of the word. Look at that man. That man had Paul speak, and then there was faith in his heart, and he rose up like that. Oh, blessed be God. The word of God is still light and is still medicine for us today, and you can trust the word of God as medicine for your body. Whatever is sick there, the sickness will vanish, the infirmity will vanish, the oppression will vanish, and the glory of God will be seen in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God will not fail. The word of God will not fail. The word of God will not warfare the word of God has weaponed. Weapon for you. Weapon to overcome the devil. Weapon to overcome the evil one. Weapon to overcome all the plans of the devil. Now you are unconquerable. Now you cannot be defeated. Now you must not be defeated. You must continue to remain strong in the Lord. Stand strong. Stand strong. Stand strong in the Lord. Stand strong in the Lord. Greater one lives on the inside of you by his word, by his spirit as well. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. He sent his word. He sent his word. He sent his word. He sent his word. He sent the word of healing and healed them. He sent the word of deliverance and delivered them. He sent the word of dominion and they had dominion. The word will be sent to you today and victory will be yours in Jesus' name. If you are not yet born again, you can be born again today. You can tell the Lord you are sorry, you want your sins forgiven, and he will forgive your sins. He will change your life. He will break the power of sin, of cancel sin from your life and sets you free, and that will be your portion in Jesus' name. That's what God will do. If you discover there is sin in your life, repent of them. Repent of them, and then the Lord will forgive you. The blood of Jesus is still mighty to wash you whiter than snow, and that's what God will do. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now he sent his word, and then great things happened. And the centurion said, speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Whatever you believe God for today, as we send the word, victory will be yours. You will have a testimony in Jesus' name. Now, whatever you are believing God for, whatever you are believing God for, the word is coming to you. I said, the word is coming to you. I said, the word is coming to you. Just raise your hand up to the Lord to receive from the Lord. Raise your hands up to the Lord to receive from the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for the people here. I pray for your people that are here. We have raised their hands up to God, to heaven, unto you, Heavenly Father, because we have seen the word of God. And the word says, you sent your word and healed them. Right now, as the word will be sent to them, you will confirm it in Jesus' name. For those who need salvation, for those who need the forgiveness of their sins, Lord, I pray the word of conversion sent to you now and be forgiven in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are battling with a bad habit, that bad habit that has tied them down, whatever the bad habit is, whether it's with drunkenness, whether it's with drugs, I command right now in the name of Jesus, I send the word of deliverance to you. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Right now, those who are struggling with powers of darkness and the activities of the devil and the influence of Satan, I command right now, be delivered in Jesus' name. Right now, I pray for those who are sick in their bodies, whatever the sickness is, he sent his word and healed them. Right now, the word is coming to you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Whatever your people need, the word of God is sent his word. Right now, the word of provision for those who need something provided. Whatever it is, right now, receive the answer in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the answer. We bless your holy name. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Deeper Life Bible Church in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information about our church, you can visit us on Facebook or contact us by phone at 404-219-9598.